You're listening to WTN, the World Talk Network.
You're listening to The Yellow Rose. I'm Wanda Carraway, and my guest today is Dr. Robert Preston. He's the founder of the Institute of Nutritional Research. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Dr. Preston. Welcome, Dr. Preston, to The Yellow Rose.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
You founded the Institute of Nutritional Research. Could you tell me your background and your training and about founding the Institute?
Yes. I'm trained as a naturopathic physician. I received my pre-medical training at the Arizona State University in Tempe. And eventually I graduated from the Arizona College of Naturopathic Medicine. And I became interested over time in the tremendous amount of research that was being brought forth to show how much nutrition was doing to help people, and it was just being ignored. So I decided to specialize in that area.
What is a naturopathic doctor? A lot of people out there don't know.
Well, I think basically a doctor of naturopathic medicine is identical to a regular medical doctor in his training, the number of hours he takes, the courses he takes, and everything else. The difference is that they study how to use synthetic drugs, whereas a naturopathic physician learns how to use the natural elements, enzymes, vitamins, minerals, herbs, things like that, things which actually are from nature to help people gain their health and keep their health.
Dr. Preston, free radicals, right now everybody is really, with all the pollution and all the dangers that are extremely dangerous, how do you feel about that?
Well, of course, I think probably that the discovery of free radical pathology as a theory of aging and degenerative diseases was developed by Dr. Denham Harmon in 1957 at the University of Nebraska School of Medicine. And in my opinion, and in the growing opinion of the consensus of many people in the medical and scientific community, is that this is the primary cause of disease and aging in our generation and time. It's the real heart and soul of what causes us to grow old prematurely and to develop all these chronic degenerative diseases that we're facing today.
Lately, we've been hearing a lot of amazing results, too, breakthroughs. I know you've been a founder. Tell me, I was reading your bio about OPC Pro 92. Tell me about that.
Amazing and marvelous, perhaps the most significant and important breakthrough in nutrition in the last 50 years is the discovery of one of the members of the bioflavonoid family. Now, we've all heard bioflavonoids for a long time, like from oranges and citrus fruit and so forth. But this is a very special one that comes from the grape, fruits, vegetables, and so forth that are dark red or purple. And it is called oligopropanthocyanidin. And for short, because that's kind of a mouthful for people to say, it's called OPC, and this is the greatest free radical fighter known to man.
A lot of people right now are very vitamin conscious. Why are vitamins essential? Why do you feel that they're in our health? I know I've been told, and I've gone down to the health food store, and they'll say, this is good for you, Wanda, this is good for you, this is good for you, and I end up spending a fortune and buying like 10 bottles of vitamins, can they hurt you if you take too many?
Well, you know, it depends upon which vitamins you're talking about. If you're talking about like things like vitamin C, bioflavonoids, or the B vitamins, not really. But when you start talking about vitamin A and vitamin E, because they're oil and they can be stored in the fat tissue of the body and in the liver, it would be possible if you took an awful lot for a long time. But other than that, no. Vitamins can only really help you.
Why is it important also to have enzymes in our body?
Well, you know, people don't realize this, but all of the work that's done in the human body is performed by enzymes. There is nothing performed anywhere in your body unless you have enzymes. And enzymes are the key to life. Without enzymes, you don't have life. If you take, for instance, down in the tombs of Egypt, they stored wheat with the old Pharaoh when he died so that he would have something to eat. Well, later on, they come in and they find this wheat, and it may be 3,000 or 4,000 years later. Do you know that since that's been preserved and it has never seen water or heat or light, the enzymes in that wheat is still alive, and all they have to do is rehydrate that with water, put it in the ground, and it will grow. The enzymes are alive, and they keep the life there. Now, when you cook foods, you kill the enzymes, and so you have dead food. It won't grow again. And your body needs those enzymes because they are what contributes to the growth in the enzyme systems of your own body.
I noticed I was watching your video, and what really inspired me to have you on the show, you were talking about that you every day you just eat a lot of fruit and vegetables.
That's correct, yes. I make sure that I have at least one meal a day where that's all I eat is fresh fruits and vegetables, because I try to get as many of these natural enzymes into my body as I possibly can.
Of course, exercise. You have to do a lot of exercise along with that, taking the proper nutrition.
Yeah, you need a certain amount of exercise. This exercise thing's been kind of carried away, because if you get too much, all the research studies show, if you do too much exercise, it can be quite detrimental because it increases the free radicals into your body, and you're going to need something to counteract those free radicals like OPC.
Yes, back to the OPC, I was reading also in one of your informations on the research that overwhelming the ailments of people with arthritis, asthma, heart attacks, and strokes. I know recently, and I was discussing this with you, all of a sudden I find I'm allergic to things that I've never been allergic to before. And what really inspired me was to talk to you further, too, was like a little puppy picking a little dog up, and I felt I was allergic to that. And what really, and I noticed in your video, you were talking about there was hope for asthma and hope for cancer and hope for other things. Could you tell us what you feel about the OPC that could help in the with these problems that we have today?
Right. Well, you know, with regards to OPC, this is an extract that comes from the grape. And it is a natural product. It is not artificial in any way. And what it does, it has so many wonderful characteristics. One of the things it does is it complements, strengthens, and reinforces vitamin C in the body. Another thing, it's anti-inflammatory. It calms down inflammation. That's why when we were talking about asthma earlier, I said to you, yes, that will really help to calm and prevent asthmatic type of attacks. It is also because things like, let's say, arthritis, for example. Arthritis is classified as an autoimmune disease. That's a condition whereby there are free radicals attack, because the white blood cells, when it's autoimmune, the white blood cells increase and they attack the joints and release a lot of free radicals, which are very inflammatory. And when the OPC is present, what it does is it calms down and normalizes the immune system and extinguishes that damaging free radical activity. So in that sense, it's just really tremendous, you know, really beneficial. And when you talk about things like cancer, which is a serious degenerative condition, many experts are now believing that it is the uncontrolled free radical activity against the DNA molecule that allows cancer to develop. And if you have something like OPC, you're going to have something that's going to prevent those free radicals from doing that damage to the DNA, which ultimately would lead to cancer.
I've been real sad. Recently, my girlfriend in California called me, and she said she has cancer of breast, the worst kind. And she said, please, Wanda, do some research. Help me. She was just devastated about it. So she could take this product, and they wanted to give her chemotherapy. How do you feel about that?
Well, I don't know that I really should get into a specifics of some particular individual's case, but I can tell you that I really believe that the introduction of vitamins and things like OPC in particular are extremely critically important to help in those cases. In fact, there's been a lot of studies done that have actually shown that when additional nutritional products are given to somebody under a physician's medical care, even though they're on drugs, that they actually improve tremendously, that these nutrients really help them to get over, and they reinforce what the medical doctor is trying to do.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more with Dr. Robert Preston.
Every morning, whether we see it or not, a crimson orb of brilliant fire oozes soft light from the Earth's black horizon, emerging from the womb of night to give birth to day. This vision, brought to you by the American Optometric Association. Please have your precious gift of sight examined once a year.
Free radicals can destroy your health. Every day, you are exposed to more sources than you might realize. So what can you do about it? Use the Life Choice OPC Pro 92 every day and give your body the ability to neutralize those free radicals before they can do their damage. Life Choice gives you 100% money-back satisfaction guaranteed. Call Life Choice toll-free at 1-800-253-0037. Join thousands of satisfied customers who feel the difference. That's toll-free, 1-800-253-0037. Call now.
A word about intimacy. We don't get enough of it these days, but we see a lot of it here at Rivas. Laughter, hand-holding, all of the symptoms. Maybe it's the sounds of Mark Garvin's sensual guitar on Friday and Saturday evening. Or at Sunday brunch, Winky transports you to the tropics with her soulful style. Call Rivas Italian Restaurant, 1117 Missouri Street, two blocks north of Westheimer off of Montrose, area 713-529-3459. Call today.
Pizzicato.
Denzel Washington for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
In my hand, I'm holding a 2-inch by 3-inch piece of paper that has kept millions of young people off drugs, out of gangs, and in school. It's a membership card from the Boys and Girls Clubs. Every day, another 300 kids will join clubs all across the country. That's 300 kids who will be picking up a membership card instead of a gun or a needle or a knife. You can help. Support the Boys and Girls Clubs, the positive place for kids.
To learn more, call 1-800-854-CLUB.
How come you always know about the best VCRs or the best vacuums, even the best coffee?
Because I subscribe to Consumer Reports.
The magazine?
Uh-huh. You should, too. It's only $24 a year. 12 issues plus 2 free books with your payment. A book on how to clean practically anything and the 1996 buying guide. And next year's buying guide when it's published. A total value of $66 for just $24.
To order Consumer Reports, call 800-346-3622. It's toll free, 800-346-3622.
You're listening to The Yellow Rose. I'm Wanda Caraway, and if you just tuned in, we have Dr. Robert Preston. He's the founder of the Institute of Nutritional Research. And we were talking about the free radicals. And Dr. Preston, could you tell me where free radicals come from? A lot of our listeners out there may not know.
Well, free radicals, what they really are is that they're molecules. And they're molecules that are normally found in our body. These free radicals have an electrical charge. Normally, a molecule won't carry an extra electrical charge. But when it's partially used up, it will carry an electrical charge. And when it's like that, it's very dangerous because that electrical charge will allow it to interact with the various structures and chemicals of the body. And when it does that, it causes tremendous damage. It's sort of like you may have seen in a storm where a power line gets knocked down and the wire jumps around and all these sparks. Those are free radicals. And they're causing damage. They're burning holes in the grass and in the wood and the trees and anything they touch. The same thing is happening inside your body. Now, where do these come from? Well, you know, we have a lot of additives to our foods, a lot of preservatives, a lot of coloring agents, various chemicals in our environment. All those are sources of free radicals, all the pesticides, herbicides, all of this sort of thing. In addition to this, our own body actually, as a byproduct of its metabolism, produces free radicals. And our body also fortunately for that we have a good designer of this body, it does contain various enzymes that will neutralize those. But our problem is that today we overwhelm this system, and we can't neutralize enough of them fast enough. So we get things like zinc and selenium and vitamin C and vitamin E. Those are natural nutritional free radical fighters. They neutralize the free radicals. But we also have oxygen that we breathe in, and oxygen is a very powerful, powerful free radical. And we need more help than what we're getting just from the enzymes in our body. Otherwise, we're going to degenerate and age prematurely. We may set ourselves up for a lot of debilitating diseases like diabetes and cancer and arthritis and so forth. And the wonderful thing about the OPC, and I'm so excited about that discovery, is that it is a powerful free radical fighter, and it will neutralize these terrible things that have developed within our body and brought in from the outside in our diet and in our environment.
Do you have any success stories? You were talking about the scientific research and studies that have been done on the Pro 92 being effective. Do you have success stories?
Well, we certainly do. You know, in the Institute, we do all this very intensive scientific research, and I have over 100 medical and scientific studies that have been done all over the world that prove the effectiveness of how it works, what it does, and so forth. But I think that probably nothing is as impressive to me personally as the people I've met who have just had the most unbelievable, incredible, if I hadn't seen it myself kind of thing, I wouldn't have believed it. I had a call to call a gentleman down in Phoenix, Arizona named Bill, and he was 85 years old. And they said he'd had this remarkable recovery from prostate cancer. And I tried and tried to get him on the phone. Finally, I visited Phoenix, Arizona, and he heard I was going to be there, and he came out to this hotel to see me. And I said, Bill, how come I could never get a hold of you on the phone? I wanted to talk to you about this remarkable recovery. He said, Doc, he says, I'll tell you. He said, you know, at my age, I spent the last 2 years in bed. He said, I had blood constantly pouring from my urethra. I had two nurses, 24 hours a day. He said, I couldn't do anything. I thought it was all over for me. And he says, I got on this OPC stuff. And he said, you know what? I got better. He said, I not only got better, I got well. And he said, the reason you can't get a hold of me, he says, I'm not there anymore. He says, I'm out dancing. I'm going to the races. He says, I'm having a good time. And I met a kid up in Oregon who had arthritis in his knees. They were huge. They were swollen. He was 18 years old. He had not been able to drive a car or run or do anything a normal kid could do for 2 years. And they'd had all kinds of medical work done trying to help this kid. And yet, when he got on OPC, within a week, all the swelling, all the inflammation and everything was gone in both knees. And he was running, driving a car, doing the thing, playing basketball. You know, these are just so overpowering. I have a personal friend who was 70 years old, and he had degenerative condition in his kidneys, and he was on dialysis. Now, at 70 years old, when you're on dialysis, that's like goodbye, you know. And he came to me and he says, Doc, what do you think? Do you think this OPC stuff would help me? I said, Charlie, look, it's good, but I don't think, you know, you're in tough shape. I don't know. I don't think so. Well, he didn't listen to me. He went ahead and took it anyway, and he took a lot of it. Guess what? He got over his problem with his kidneys. He got off of dialysis, and this is over a year and a half later. He is going to work every single day. I mean, I've seen such miraculous things with OPC that it just boggles the mind, and it seems like that there's no limit to it.
It's all natural, right?
Oh, yes. It's totally derived from the seeds of grapes, which the developer and the discoverer found was the richest source of this natural OPC compound.
And you were also saying that a lot of doctors are on this, that the natural
Right. An ever-increasing number of doctors are going to what we call alternative medicine or this natural approach using vitamins, minerals, herbs, and so forth. And a tremendous number of them are finding and discovering what OPC can do. In fact, my neighbor lady down the road from me, she came over one day and she brought me this little piece of paper. And she said, look, my doctor sent this to me in the mail. And he's a medical doctor, an orthodox medical doctor. And yet he had sent out a bulletin. He said, I've discovered something new that I think all my patients should know about. It's called OPC, and it's a wonderful thing. And he said, isn't this wonderful? You put me on this a year ago. So, but it's wonderful to see that the medical profession is starting to really recognize the tremendous value of OPC.
You were saying that the most powerful antioxidant known to man.
Yes, because I mentioned earlier that there's things like selenium and zinc and vitamin C and vitamin E, but this OPC is the most powerful free radical fighter known to man. It is actually 20 times more effective as a free radical fighter or neutralizer of these free radicals than is vitamin C, and it is 50 times more effective than is vitamin E. So it's a powerful, potent. We don't know of anything that comes in a nutritional package that is more potent and powerful and effective at stopping the free radical process. And it's believed by doctors, many of them estimate that maybe as much as 40% of our aging is due to free radicals. So you can see the tremendous benefit that would be ours if we were taking something in the nutritional line that would neutralize and stop that free radical activity.
Why haven't we heard about OPC long before now? I wish I had known about it a long time ago.
Well, I suppose that it's because, you know, like the old saying, save the best to last. Well, actually, it's because we in the United States are way behind Europe when it comes to natural medicines and nutritional products. They actually have been using OPC in Europe for about a decade with tremendous results. I mean, people getting rid of cataracts and retinal degeneration and macular degeneration and all of these different kinds of problems, diabetes, strokes, heart attacks, on and on. This list of over 100 medical studies, it's incredible. Most of this was done in Europe by a prescription from a medical doctor for OPC. But it was just brought to the United States just about 3 years ago. So, and it's just now starting to get to where people can understand what's going on.
How can a person, there's so many out there, our time's running out. I wish you could be home the rest of the day. You're so interesting. But how you are, you have seminars, you have... how can we get in touch with you? I know you have books out.
Right. And well, all you have to do is call a toll-free number, 888-631-3301, and they'll give you all that information.
So you can get your books and all your materials at 1-888-631-3301. Thank you so much, Dr. Preston. You have really enlightened our Yellow Rose listeners. Thank you so much for being on our show today.
Thank you for having me.